This recording, South Africa 40, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit and headed her for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge. It would have taken some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered it as a... Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that her course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I come from a predominantly Indian area, being an Indian. Though it was apartheid here, the surroundings that I lived was always Indian. Our school was Afrikaans, our principal and our deputy, well, one was a German. All our teachers were colored teachers. But I would say my childhood was a very free childhood. I was a child that could do a lot of things at a very young age because my mom wasn't so well. At the age of 12, I could already make rotis, cook, but I was also very playful. I used to love the outdoors. But when I came out of school, I worked for my father. I would say I was good because my uncle, the work that I took over from my uncle was sick. And most of the time he showed me once or twice how to work with a counting machine, so because he used to work on a Saturday. So he showed me that how to do it. And I would say I learned that quite quickly because when he wasn't there, I could run the statements. From this uncle, I had to learn to do his work, and his work was creditors and debtors. Because my father and there were 6 brothers, we had a big business. It was a good business. Maybe if you speak to your father, he'll be able to tell you where Alice is and Ritz Hotel is. And also, if he knows Karanis, he'll know my grandfather too from my maternal, because they were Ahmed brothers in Marikana. Mamun, our Indian dialect that we are from, Ranavai, from part of Pakistan, that speak Mamun. We don't speak, nowadays they all speak Urdu, but there are different dialects in Pakistan too. In Brits, we had the Porbandar, their language is different and so on, but we were the runaways. But to my mother's sisters, we spoke Afrikaans. To my grandfather, we spoke English, my father's, but very broken. My father, we spoke our language, I don't know why. Best part is when we're in Saudi, they want to know, why can you speak Urdu and he can speak Arabic, from where are you? I tell them, we are from the global world, don't worry about where we are, from where we are. Because here you lose. In Cape Town, I don't speak Urdu, so you lose. But when I'm in Saudi again, I pick it up because there are a lot of Pakistanis. And as I said, we speak Afrikaans. We don't speak Urdu or Memon. We speak Afrikaans. Now I don't even have a mother that I... But my mother also only recently we spoke to her in Memon. Otherwise, we always... My mother, we should... Mami, man, muni no plani, man. I can't know that duni. That was the language we spoke to my mother. My mother used to like to send us to the garden. We had a very, very big garden. Go get the danya for me. Go. That man, not fiscal in your cost, but I can for me 100 mile in gardens. They can all know the chilies, can all know the danya, can all know. I used to hate that. Today I want danya in my food. So we spoke a lot of Afrikaans to my mom.